Now, a close and personal look at the latest Israeli conflict with Hamas, in which more than 200 Palestinians and 10 Israelis have been killed so far. We spoke via Zoom with two people who are experiencing the conflict firsthand. Guy Ben-Aaron is an Israeli Jew who splits his time between Tel Aviv and Boston. In both places, he's involved in the arts community. And we met Rana Abu Freha, a filmmaker of Palestinian and Bedouin descent who also lives in Tel Aviv.
So when the siren started, something in your body and your emotions, we remember those times. So it's not as if we are only in this situation. It takes us back to many, many places in our past, in our parents' past, and in trauma.
Guy?
Even when you know that you're relatively fine, you're afraid. It's around you. The fear permeates within your body. We had a night of heavy rocket fire, and I got a message from a Palestinian friend of mine, and she wrote, here we go. You know, Hamas sent us a message. We're done. They're saying the plan is midnight, and by midnight, you'll be walking on one leg. And I was trying to sit with this strange thing of like, what does this mean to live in anticipation of this thing you've been promised? And like, what do you do with this fear? And I took a shower because I thought I don't want to be caught in the shower when this happens. And I started making jokes. And, you know, I mean, you find yourself responding in strange ways because it's human. And you find yourself responding with humor. And then the siren starts. And Lana said, and I run into the shelter downstairs. And I'm with my neighbors and their cat, Peanut. And their cat's meowing, and the kid is in like a Superman pajama. And I have to say that at some point it was no longer fear. It was just pure sadness.
And pain.
And pain. You know, we speak about trauma as if it's something in the past, but it's such an ongoing event. And the father was explaining to the son, well, they're shooting this type of missile, but you know, they're not very good at assembling missiles, even though they send a lot of them over. And I found myself responding, you know, I was so pissed off by that commentary. And I said, yeah, but you know, we're sending an incredible amount of missiles into Gaza and they're far stronger. And then I find myself like, why am I saying this in front of a kid? You know, the fear and sadness and pain, as much as we try and breathe in and out, it's there.
Yeah. Because me and Guy, we were in Tel Aviv and somehow we can feel a little bit safe or maybe safer than people that don't really have a shelter, any shelter, or people in Gaza, for example. So it's not only that we feel that I feel the fear at the same moment that, you know, we hear the sirens, we feel like the collective fear. It's kind of like this crazy energy that you are not immune to this.
I was getting videos from a good friend of mine who went back to visit her family in Haifa, and she's Palestinian, and videos from outside her window of lynch mobs yelling, death to Arabs, death to Arabs, death to Arabs. And she said to me, I'm not sure, should I come back to Tel Aviv? It's going to be safer here in that terms, but then there'll be rockets here. And then she said, and when I was in the bomb shelter here, I found myself fearful. I couldn't pick up the phone and tell my mother in Arabic that I'm fine for fear of people hitting me. The fear that I feel is permeating and building is the fear of people choosing separateness, choosing the them and us, as opposed to trying to imagine a together.
Do either of you place blame firmly on either side for this latest round of deadly violence?
I want to put it in context first. You know, the goal here of many governments and of many of those in power is to stay in power, and they want us to feel isolated, everyone who lives on this land. I think with that, you know, there's a Paulo Freire quote, which says, you know, never in history has violence been initiated by the oppressed. And when people speak about two sides in this region, it is hard to not look at an oppressor and an oppressed, an occupied and an occupier. And I also want to say that as a Jew and as a third generation Holocaust survivor, I am horrified. I am horrified and scared of going from 2,000 years of wandering and being oppressed. My family was never in one place for more than three generations, to becoming oppressors.
I don't see these sides anymore, Palestinian and Israeli. And maybe I see sides in, you know, governments that really want to just keep their control over us through fear. And we need to find our common ground, which is not those definitions. We are so similar. We talk about fear. We talk about how we feel it in our body. We feel it the same. When I see or when I hear people who use violence, for example, what I now know it's that they have immense amount of pain and trauma. They don't really have enough courage to really look at it. The moment you start to look inside the trauma and the pain and to really dig in deep, and it's not easy. But when we choose, each one of us, we choose to dig in this and to look in the trauma and to understand it with compassion and love and hugging, then we start to connect differently with each other.
Rana Abu Freha is a filmmaker of Palestinian and Bedouin descent who lives in Tel Aviv. We also heard from Guy Ben Aaron, an Israeli Jew who splits his time between Tel Aviv and Boston, where he's involved in the performing arts community.